Blog Talk Radio.
About
creating a new interest for yourself, or to make yourself more interesting. Help yourself grow out of situations that you're in, or maybe your life has changed in a dramatic way and you don't know how to hit the restart button. One of my guests, Susan, talked about in the last couple of weeks the recalculate word. Recalculate when things change and things need to divert. Start moving yourself in a new direction without the emotion. You know, it's really interesting how we react to things and become very emotional about them when they're really not emotional. It's a problem to be solved. And strong, confident, competent people who run their lives directionally will be able to pivot easily. But when a lot of stress is occurring, these same people can lose focus and have difficulty making decisions or seeing their way clear through an obstacle. That's what Lifestyle Solutions is all about. That's why I'm here on Blog Talk Radio and now live on YouTube. And I'm here to help you think it through or think two steps down the road or dream big and reach for those dreams. So many times I've spoken to people and they have dreams, but they just don't know how to do it. You have nothing to lose by taking a step forward to the things that you want in your life. I've handwritten notes here today because the computers are spread out, and I'm going to be redoing this office space here that I have all set up because I want to be able to bring you the live videos and the live chats via YouTube. So I'm going to refer to notes, and I may walk around the corner once in a while as well. But I'll keep talking. I'm not going anywhere. And this video will be up on the page, and we may make some edits to it. I'm not sure how we're going to proceed, but you see, that's the part of the discovery. That's a part of the fun that's going to make this interesting for me to take you through the steps that you see me working through for my next thing, for my next way to talk to you, to bring you the solutions that you want, that you need. So email at solutions@createneworder.com. Send me your questions. What do you need? What do you want to know? Do you want to know the cleaning tip of the week? Because cleaning is important. Keep our lives running smoothly so that we don't have obstacles coming up. Like, have you cleaned your oven yet? You're going to make Christmas dinner. You're going to make Thanksgiving dinner. Clean your oven now. Get it over with so you're not smoking out your house when you cook that turkey. Get it? Be prepared. Like Girl Scouts, always be prepared. That's how you should be navigating your life. Take care of things well in advance and on a regular schedule so that you are in control of things that you can be in control of. So when life's little upsets happen, you're prepared. Everything's taken care of. There's nothing standing in your way. So here we are. It is October 22nd. Let me just check that to make sure I am correct. That is October 22nd, yes it is, and 2017. And Girl in Town. We'll talk about Girl in Town first before we get to this pile of stuff on the table and the bin that I highly recommend that you use. But we have to talk about your furniture and see if this bin will work for you. Bins are different sizes and different shapes because people live in different ways. I'm happy to be back on coffee. Everybody told me that I would have palpitations and I was going to have all sorts of trouble going back to coffee, but let's talk about the coffee really quick. I went off coffee a month ago because I did the intense reset from Beachbody. I lost 15 pounds and I feel really good. And it's a detox. It's a cleanse to get off all chemicals and to get off all artificial ingredients and to get it off anything that may be causing you problems that you don't even know you have, maybe that are directly related nutritionally. I feel great. I am probably eating too low calorie right now, but I do want to lose a couple more pounds for my own comfort level. So I did this reset and I stayed on it. I repeated the third week. I'm going to repeat the second week. I'm going to repeat the first week. And then maybe go back and drop down again. I want my body to be healthy and fit and strong. Now, here's what happened with the intense reset. The first week that I was on it, my legs were fatigued, my hips hurt, my knees hurt, everything hurt. My knees generally hurt. I'm a very active person, with or without a couple of extra pounds. So my knees always swell. they always get swollen from the activity, from biking, from playing tennis, anything that I'm doing, my knees feel it. And I've been on diet programs, watching my calories before. I've lost weight before, and my knees always feel better, but they were always getting swollen. So my goal for this intense reset was not just to drop a few pounds. It was to start a new way of life and a new way of eating for myself, because staying leaner is healthier. Having lean muscle mass and having less body fat is so important to us, especially as we age. And I'm aging, 52 years old. So I have to really be careful now more than ever. My metabolism is different. My chemical balance is different. So I have to pay attention to it if I want to take good care of myself. Well, what I did discover, and I did this diet 100% okay, except for a couple of glasses of wine here and there, and I stuck to it. I didn't have caffeine. I didn't have sugar. I did not deviate from the plan. There were a couple of meals that I went off, but otherwise I was dead on, 100% on the mark with this intense reset. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I played tennis throughout, which it recommends that you don't work out. Working out really takes your body's recovering from whatever it is that you have done. So what you've been putting in nutritionally, so it suggests that you let your body recover from those things and don't do workouts, because that's two recoveries going on at the same time. So I still play tennis because I'm going to run out of weather and I play outdoors. So the idea is that I played tennis and I was really careful about calories and I was really careful about, you know, not overeating. I did this the plan. But here's what happened. After playing tennis, my knees did not swell. So I knew that something that I'm doing is contributing to the swelling, whatever that is. So this cleanse program takes you off all meat and all grain, and takes you off all of it. By the third week, you're only eating fruits and vegetables with some oil. Olive oil and coconut oil, sesame oil. That's it. That's what you've got going on. So I didn't think I'd do too well on this, but I'm doing great on it because I'm able to eat this way on a regular basis. Now, off the diet, if I go out and I spend time with people and go out to dinner and whatnot, I'm going to enjoy a meal, but I'm going to make better choices because I don't want to go back to where I was because my knees aren't swelling. So what I haven't had, now I'm coming to the end of the repeat of the third week, is I have not had any dairy, I had not had any caffeine, I had not had any meat, and I had not had any grains in the last 2 weeks. Now, I'm going to slowly add them back. So in my coffee, I'm not drinking dairy. I went and I got almond milk, I will try coconut milk, and I will try cashew milk in my coffee. I may even try hemp milk, because I don't want to add dairy back yet until I'm adding it back all by itself to find out if that is part of the problem that causes the inflammation in my joints. So I'll keep you stay tuned on that, because I'm really going to slowly work myself back into meat and dairy. Sugar, I stay away from as a regular thing, and I'll even stay away from it a little bit more. Anyway, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Blog Talk Radio and live on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search Create New Order. Live streaming, you should be able to pick up the video and see me here in my dining room with a pile of clothes all around me, because it's time to change out your seasonal. Girl in town, where did I go this week? Well, let's talk about two things that I did. The first thing that I did is I had to have my car inspected, so I brought my car back to my hometown. My mechanic, I love him, he inspected my car, and I took my bike with me, and I took a ride down to the beach. I went to Sunken Meadow State Park, which is a beautiful, beautiful park on Long Island Sound in Kings Park, and it was a gorgeous day to go sit on the beach. So I rode down to the park on my bike, and yes, I made it back up Cardiac Hill coming out. It's about 3 miles, and it's a continual grade, and the grade is a tough one. So it's not an easy ride. But I went to the beach and spent time. I found some rocks, said a few prayers, and did some gratitude thinking, and really thought about myself and things that I want to do and plans that I want to make. And it was really a nice afternoon. I walked the beach. I did the boardwalk one way and back again. And I just had a very pleasant, quiet day for myself to reflect, to think, to plan. And it's important that we take time out like this to nourish ourselves, to relax and de-stress in whatever favorite way. So Sunken Meadow State Park is a great way to do that. Yesterday, there were quite a few people out doing their walk routines on the boardwalk, and people also taking sun, which I also did. It was just a gorgeous, gorgeous day. I really hope you enjoyed this weekend as well here on the East Coast. And then last night, after I picked up my car, I did a little bit of shopping, which I have to say, DSW, I'm upset with you, but I'm not upset with your website. I went into DSW really looking for snow boots because I want to be prepared. It's the only thing I think I need in my wardrobe. And I walked out of there after ordering a pair of boots online that were absolutely gorgeous. I'll show them on one of our next shows. And they didn't have my size. People like me with a big giant foot, I wear a size 10, they get one pair. They get one pair in a size 10. And I know there's a lot more people wearing size 10 than just me. And so if you don't get there, the minute they stock those shelves, you missed out. But I did order online, and my new boots will be delivered. They're not snow boots, but they are gorgeous. I will be eliminating at least two pairs of boots from my wardrobe. I have a beautiful pair of suede boots that I absolutely, positively love, but they have stretched out. Sometimes that happens with suede, and I just can't wear them. My foot just flops in the boot. So that's something that I will eliminate. But we're not doing shoes today. We are doing seasonal clothing. So let's first talk about seasonal clothing and how you should store it. How you store seasonal clothing really depends on how you live, where you live, and how much of it you have. My apartment, but you can see some of it here, and in an upcoming video, I will be videoing the entire apartment, taking you through my world, as we switch things out, as we change things or reorganize based on whatever life changes are going to be coming up for whatever reason, whether it's a holiday or I did a clean out with a client and we're moving things to consignment for the client, whatever. There's always reasons for things to change. I had to change tonight to set up this live broadcast. So here I am. This is part of my space. And we'll change it so that I can bring to you this information on live video. Anyway, let's talk bins. Bins, boxes, containers. If you have an attic, if you have a basement, if you have a garage, it's so great to be able to move things to those spaces to store them. In my particular case, I'm living in an apartment. And my apartment, I have three bedrooms here. Two of them are occupied and one is an extra room. The extra room right now is set up as an exercise room for my son, and that's where we keep our bikes. And if anybody were to stay over, we'd sort of makeshift it into a guest room. But we don't really use the third bedroom. I don't need the third bedroom. I don't even want it for storage. So I really work to live in the two bedrooms that I have and store things only in my room that I have as far as wardrobe and shoes. Because I want to live that way. I want to live a bit tighter. I don't want to have a storage unit. I don't believe in them. You should not be wasting money on a storage room. You need to make decisions to get rid of things if you're paying for additional storage space. It isn't worth it. You're throwing your money away because 9 times out of 10, you're not going back in there to get that stuff. It's never coming out again. That's another show. That's another discussion. Anyway, what works for me, and as I take you through my apartment and show you things and how they work, these Sterilite containers, they're called underbed storage, and they flip up on both sides, so you can access one side or the other at any given time. And they have lockdown handles. They lock down. This is one of my favorite products. Sterilite is my favorite storage container manufacturer. They have a lot of thought into their products. The clear storage with the tops that lock down are a better system and work better for regular everyday items. I don't believe in bins that are opaque. You should always be able to see through the bin so that you have an idea of what's in the bin without having to open it. Now, I have 4 bins under the bed. Unfortunately, 2 of them do not stack on top of each other under my bed. But other types of bins that I've accumulated over time do fit. So I use other kinds as well. I wish I had another If Sterilite made this just a little bit shallower in the same length, I could get two together under the bed, and I'd get four of them, and it would store my clothes. Some of my clothes don't switch out. Some of them don't get put away, and winter clothes take up more space. So you need bins that you need to purchase bins based on your winter clothes, because the summer clothes take up less space, and they will still take up the same amount of storage space wherever you keep them. That's the rule of thumb on storage containers for seasonal clothing. Buy them based on winter, because winter is bigger and bulkier. That's important, because when you go to the store in the summer and you know your summer clothes are going to fit in there, your winter clothes won't, and you're going to be frustrated. Always choose the storage container that works for the biggest thing that you have. So if you get shoe boxes, make sure your sneakers fit in them. The sneakers are the bulkiest item. Other shoes will fit in the same size container, and you want the containers to be uniform, especially if you're stacking them somewhere or you're keeping them on a shelf. You want them to fit, and you want them to fit nice and uniform. It keeps everything clutter-free. It keeps everything transparent, and I will take you in my closet on an upcoming show. So that's the rule of thumb on the storage containers. Now, personally, I start cleaning out and start getting rid of, you know, start taking my summer things out, like heavy-duty summer things, before I pull the bins out from under the bed. I just take out things that I know I'm not going to wear again, even if the temperature rises to 80 degrees. It's really important to start the process and then start making your stacks of clothes, which I have done. I have a couple of stacks of summer clothes that I've already folded and stacked up here. They are loosely folded. I will tell you why. Because they're not in a bin yet. Things go in the bin the way they're going to fit in the bin, not necessarily the way you fold them on a shelf. They fit in there and go in so that everything can go in nice and tidy and ready to come out. So do your laundry. Make sure everything is clean that you're putting away, because you want to eliminate or at least reduce the risk of mystery stains. And mystery stains we can deal with on another show as well. There are remedies for mystery stains. So what's left in this bin are scarves and wraps. This is what stayed in here before I decided, well, you know what, don't keep emptying. Let's do the show. So take your winter out and remove it, get the bin ready for what you're going to put in here. So it's not the only thing in there. What else is in this bin as stored is extra bras. Why are they in this bin? Well, they stay there for storage. I don't need them in my bra drawer. I have bought them because Maidenform, I think it's Maidenform, or is it Warner's? It's Maidenform bras, and the style of bra that I use was being discontinued. And when I found out it was being discontinued, I went everywhere and bought as many as I could. I couldn't even get them online. So I went and got them, and I have extras, and it's the bra that I wear because I use a racer back bra because straps always fall off my shoulder. I don't know why. They just do. They never fit. I will be trying out the company Third Love very soon because they are advertising the most comfortable bra, no slip straps, et cetera, et cetera. So I will give them a try as well. This is Jennifer Ryan. This is Blog Talk Radio and also live on YouTube. Give us a call tonight at 657-383-0732 and join the conversation about getting organized and getting your seasonal clothing changed over, or ask your question because you feel stuck, you feel in a rut, and you feel like you need a big change in your life. So, like I said, take out the bins, get your winter clothes out, and then just start putting in your summer clothes. Now, I have already done this, but one of the things that you need to do with all of your clothes before you start folding them and putting them away is evaluate them. Number one, did you wear it this year at all? Did you take this out of the closet and put it on? How did it look on you? Were you comfortable in it, etc.? Guess what? I did not wear this at all this season. I don't believe I wore it last season either. I don't even like the feel of the fabric. There's nothing wrong with this, but I'm never going to wear it. I know I'm not. I've chosen it. I've put it on. It's not flattering to me, and it goes over here because it's going in a white, tall kitchen garbage bag. All donation items go in white bags because you're doing a good deed. So we evaluate the clothes, you look at them, and if you don't think they fit, say you love it, but you didn't choose it this year at all because you think it doesn't fit, then you need to try it on. Everything should be tried on and looked at to see if you really like it. This is a skirt that kind of fell into the back of the closet, and I loved it. When I bought it, I loved it, and I still love it. And I usually don't wear long skirts. Clothes like this in finer fabrics that get wrinkled really, really easily, you want to lay them in with as few folds as possible in your storage bin, because you want them to come out not looking like they've been crushed in a bin. And if you fold them flat and have very few folds in it, then they'll come out a little bit easier to deal with in the spring. So, this little tip that works every time. Again, this top, I think I took out, I think I wore it for 5 minutes, and I like it. But I wore it for 5 minutes, and it's not going to stick around. Sort of the same shape as the other. These shorts have been hanging around for years. They still fit, and I'm keeping them. Work clothes. Again, wrinkles. You see how it's all wrinkled just because it is stacked up and waiting for this show. But this is a blouse that I wear. I choose it often. Love the color. And we'll wear it again. Again, take a look at everything. Take a look and see if there's shabby. Take a look and see if there's holes. Take a look and see if the armpits are stained and they're not going to come out. You've washed, you've cleaned, you've tried, and you can't get the stains out. Then it may be time to say goodbye. Because if you see it when you're evaluating it and you're looking at your clothes, everybody else will see it too. Why keep it? Why look like you don't know how to do the laundry? I look like a weird dirty clothes. What's the point of that? Take a look at the age of clothes as well. This skirt has been around for a million years, and it's in decent shape. I think I'll get one more year out of it. It's one that I really like, and it fits really well, and it feels really good in the summer. It just is a great fabric, and it's a really classic cut, so it doesn't have to go anywhere. My favorite is linen. And sometimes linen gets stretched out, and sometimes linen loses shape for whatever reason. So always take a good look at the linen. If you have stains in linen, you can work them out, that's for sure. And peroxide is a really, really great item to have around to clean stains out of linen. It works beautifully. This skirt, always, it's a stiff skirt, and it has to be washed every single time I wear it, and it just doesn't always look terrific. Time to go. These slacks look great, fit great, and I'm keeping them. Again, evaluate everything. Check buttons. Check buttons, check zippers. Say you have to fight with it to get it on. Why fight with anything to put it on? This dress, great staple. Throw it on with a pair of heels, throw it on with a pair of flats, and you are good to go. So flat, keep everything with as few folds as possible. You really want zippers closed. You really want everything in there nice and tight, filling up the container so that you get the most bang for your buck and the most storage. Again, it's looking at what you have, evaluating everything, knowing you're going to wear it or not wear it. This I did not wear, not once this year, and I love this. It's so comfortable, and it's just worth keeping around. It's classic. You throw it over a bathing suit. You throw it over, you know, a bodysuit, and you're off. You're good to go. This I did not wear. Fits, looks great, and is in great shape. I will keep it for one more year. I don't touch it next year, and it's going to go. This bathing suit cover-up. I did not spend much time at the beach this year. It was so disappointing, really. I really feel like there was not enough beach weather. So again, I thought to say, I go to the beach now. It's a beautiful day, you go to the beach. Again, take a look, it's linen, take a look at the seams, make sure everything looks nice, it hasn't lost its shape, because linen will do that. And you don't want to look rumpled when you get dressed. You really want to look well-groomed and well taken care of, that you take care of your clothes, that you take care of yourself. Again, get everything in nice and flat. I haven't even counted. I probably should have counted to see how many items that I'm getting in this container, but I'm not even at the halfway mark on one side yet. And these two stacks of clothes are really making their way in. I have a lot of tan. Yes, I do. I have a lot of beige. I have a lot of brown, because that's a company color around here. And that's the color that I wear. Let's talk about color. Today's National Color Day. Isn't that interesting? National Color Day. I like it because the trees are changing and they look so beautiful. I love how autumn just lights everything up for us and changes colors. So National Color Day, I read something about it that it without color, we would be nearly blind. I really need to explore that a little bit more to understand that. People who are colorblind, what else are they missing? What else do they not see? This skirt I have not worn in probably 4 or 5 years. And I keep it hanging around. And you know what? I think it's time to go. This skirt I wore a lot this year. Very, very comfortable. National Color Day. What color will you add to your life and your lifestyle? Any kind of changes you want coming up, such as, you know, change to your environment? You know, painting in October is probably the best month of the year to paint. It's so dry, you get less humidity, and it's well in time for the holidays. You can get a lot done. We need a new stack. And again, linen. You want to make sure that you have least amounts of folds, or else you're going to be doing a lot of ironing. Again, be critical about your clothes. Be critical about what you want to keep and what you want to look like. We have changes in our life happening all the time. And these changes may result in change of wardrobe. And I'm not even talking about weight loss or weight changes. I'm talking about lifestyle changes. If your life changes, you get a new job, you enter into a group of people, it's a new culture of people that you're now with, and it's a new environment. Your HVAC may not work really well in the new environment. So your wardrobe might change. When people retire, their wardrobe changes. All right, this is a great skirt. I love this skirt. But what I noticed is, doesn't matter what my weight is, 15 pounds ago or now, it kind of bags in the butt. Who needs it? It's a great skirt. Very comfortable, but time for it to go. Again, lots of wrinkles. Make sure there's less fold. This probably could stick around and not be in the summer, but I am going to put it away because I think I chose it once and I wasn't crazy about it this spring. So I'm putting it away and I'll take it out for next summer. If I wear it again, I wear it again. If not, off it goes. That's how we make these decisions. We make them pretty quickly because you know you're not going to wear it. What's the point? Or you don't know, then have the proper amount of storage for the items you do have. Don't add without eliminating. That is really important as well. All right, this skirt is going to hang around one more year. The lining I'm going to have corrected, and we'll see what happens. I have a feeling it's not going to make it next year. Not going to make the cut. That's it. This is how simple it is.
This is how you go through the close. You put the time aside to do the work. You make your decision and say, hey, you know what? It's time to switch over. And I feel that way because of the weather. We're motivated to do this because the weather is changing. You have no choice. The weather is going to change. And it's time for you to go through your clothes and make decisions about those clothes. Who wants to keep things around that really aren't useful to us anymore? And I'm sorry, you just saw what I am getting rid of. I have very good quality clothing because I invest in my wardrobe. I invest in what I'm going to wear. I invest in how I want to look and how my life works for me. And one of the ways of doing that is to invest in clothes. So go through them and be critical about what you're going to keep and what you're going to get rid of and why. What do you need to stop hanging around for that you're not going to use? What do you need things hanging around that you don't like? Maybe you don't even like the clothes anymore. So, say goodbye. Most people, when they retire, their life changes dramatically. And when their life changes in retirement, it's their wardrobe. So getting rid of things sometimes becomes easier because you don't need them anymore. Well, I suggest that even without retiring, you don't need a lot of the things that you have anymore. Make the critical decision. Say, I haven't touched this. I don't need it. Why do I have it hanging around? That's what's really important and how to get organized. So go through your clothes, take a look around, and see what doesn't work for you anymore. Just because you like it, you're going to wear it, doesn't mean you're going to keep it around. So, again, the lighter clothes, you know what to put away. You know how to put them away. It's the storage container that's really important because you got to choose what works in your house. Choosing something that now is going to make trouble for you is not worth having. So it must fit. Go to the bedroom, look under the bed, and see what will fit in there. Can you get a storage container? Can you change the bed? Now, feng shui experts will argue with this. They say don't put anything under the bed. When your space is at a premium, it's pretty hard not to put anything under the bed. I absolutely believe in utilizing all of the storage that you have and putting things away neatly and organized in whatever space that you can. It's important to use your space wisely and not keep changing the space. If it works this way, there's no reason to change it into some other way. No reason to recreate the wheel. You already fixed it and you know how the wheel turns for you. My next place, wherever that may be, may not offer me the same storage that I have here. It won't. The size and shapes of rooms are going to be different. The kitchen cabinets are going to be different. Everything will be different. So then you have to then make new accommodations for the new space that you go into. So many people will go into a new house and they think everything that they have is going to work for them. And it can become very frustrating because it doesn't work for them. It doesn't, they can't fit this here like they did in their last home. It's really important to understand that it's not your fault. It's not that you did anything wrong. It's that it just doesn't work there. The furniture may not work there. The clothing may not work there. You know, your closets may be a different size. You never know. You just don't know what will work until you get in the space, and then you do have to start over again. That's how it works. This is how organizing works. You have to reorganize and start yourself over again because you're in a new place. Your life has changed. So you restart. Like I said in the beginning of the program, restart your life. You can restart your life daily, and we do restart our lives daily. We wake up in the morning, we restart. Every day is new. You may have the same people in your life. You may not have the same people in your life. You may have the same job. You may not have the same job. But every day we restart fresh and anything can happen. And obstacles happen, terrible things happen, good things happen. We have life. It's all good. You restart, you get up, stretch, take a deep breath, maybe have a cup of coffee, and you restart. Every day is new. So why not be organized, get yourself into a routine so that things are effortlessly done on a regular basis, that you take care of business like this on a, at the end of a gorgeous day. Don't lose out on such a beautiful day and spending time in the park by doing this chore. This is something that you can do while listening to my show, listening to me talk to you, and something you can do while you're watching your favorite television program. Clear out your dining room and start your clothes while you're watching a program. It's easy to do when you have a routine. This gets done the same way. I usually do this on my bed. I don't even take it out because it's even more effort to bring everything out to the dining room. I usually clear the bed, put one bin on the bed, and the clothes, the piles of clothes. Winter, summer, winter, summer. But it's here in the dining room so that you can see what's going on and how I'm doing it. It's just this simple. Now, I will not finish tonight. It's an hour that I've been talking to you and taking breaks from loading while I am talking and, or evaluating the clothes. It won't be done tonight, but this bin will be done tonight and back under the bed. The empty bin that's under the bed right now, because I already emptied all of them, will then get done tomorrow night. So in this week, this is my focus to get organized. This is what I will do this week and complete by the end of the week. That's how it works. I'm not in a rush. I don't have to complete this in any immediate time. This is how it's getting completed. One bin at a time. That's how it happens in your life. You got disorganized one bin, one box, one bag at a time. So why not start taking care of things one at a time? So what I'm taking out right now and what you see me working on is I was away 2 weekends ago and I didn't unpack. Usually, and it is my rule of thumb, you unpack immediately when you return. I didn't unpack because I returned early in the morning and went straight to work. And the overnight bag came in, and it has stayed packed and it's been in my bedroom in the closet where the overnight bag is stored, only it stayed packed. Because I knew I'd be changing over my clothing, and I had a very, very busy week after I got back from my weekend away. So I knew that I would get it all done when I switched over the seasonal clothing. The bag didn't stay out in my common areas, meaning my living room or my kitchen. The bag went where the bag goes, it just stayed packed. It's important to know when you can't get to something, how you're going to manage it until you do get to it or not forget about it. It has to be on your list, whether it's a mental list or it's a physical list or a computer calendar reminder, which is a very good feature on smartphones and calendars, is the reminders. So you get a little chime when you need to remember to do something. Now, I remembered, I knew there were summer clothes in that bin. And some of my shorts and some of my T-shirts are going to stay out because I play sports. And if it's an Indian summer and it's a nice day, like today was gorgeous, I'm still in summer clothes. I'm not giving up. I'm not going back to jeans and, you know, dying. I'm going to dress appropriately for the weather. But I prepared that all of these clothes are basically going to cycle out. And some of my shorts will stay out all year long as well, because if I end up going away for the weekend and it's very warm south, I'll have something to throw in the bag and wear. And it's easy. I don't have to dig through the summer clothes. I leave out 2 or 3 days worth of clothing because that's my lifestyle. I will pack an overnight bag. Some of them will just go down to my parents, which is south of here, and stay there for the summer or for the winter time, because I might even be able to wear them in the winter there because it might be a little bit warmer. So that's it. I mean, we go through one thing at a time and we work on it. Still here, folks. I just walked around to the other side of the table because things fell on the floor. Now, when I take my dresses out, generally when I take things that hang out, I bring the I leave a hanger where I can grab them, because you're taking out things that are going to go right onto a hanger. So I do one for one, or I make a stack, and I take off a hanger, and then I put them on a hanger, so that I'm all ready to put things away the winter. Now, hanging in the closet. That's how it works for me. I don't mess around with, fighting for the hangers. I have a hanger holder, believe it or not, in my closet. And when we take the tour of my closet in a future episode and we talk about the things that work, I'll show you the hanger holder. And I did get it at the Container Store, and it's one of the best items I've ever bought. It just, when you have extra hangers, it keeps them nice and tidy and in place. And you always have them available. They're not on the floor. They're not taking up space on the rod. There should not be empty hangers on the rod. Now, if you don't have a hanger holder or a place to put a hanger holder, and you keep hangers on a rod empty, you run the risk of having everything, losing hangers. You can't find them, and you've got to go through your closet to get them. Most people pull something off a hanger and then just put the hanger back, leave the hanger there. I suggest that if you don't have a hanger holder and you don't want a hanger holder, then every time you take something off a hanger, take it off the rod, take the item off the hanger, and then put the hanger down one end, either further away or up close where you can reach it. And that way all your empties are kept together. Now, if you notice, the hangers are all different. I have different hangers. Most of my hangers are the flat hangers with the grip coating. That's most of them. However, many of those have broken. Many of those I don't use for certain fabrics. So I do have plastic hangers. And plastic hangers are good for clothing that is not heavyweight because they won't lose their shape. And this is the fur-coated one. These break really easy. I'm incredibly disappointed over how the metal hanger piece will come off of this, or they will snap in half. So I'm really pretty disappointed in the product. And it's just something that I'm not going to invest in those hangers anymore. I will go back to these plastic hangers. Now, the plastic hangers, I like to make sure that they are the same shape. Sometimes they're a little smaller, sometimes a little longer. I like the same shape hanger because uniform keeps things very organized and very in control. This is the wrong dress. Again, we evaluate everything that goes into the bin. This little black dress is a great little black dress. Looks fantastic on. I can wear it all year round. So this does not ever get thrown away. That will go back into the closet. How do I determine? This is a heavier weight dress, and it really looks great on. And the color of it is a very summery color. I do put it away, even though it's a little bit heavier. It's for those cooler nights in spring and summer. And it's a staple. It's a dress. Nice color. It's a dress that can go anywhere. I can wear it to a wedding. I can wear it out to dinner. I can wear it to a backyard party. It's all good. This dress is gone. Definitely going to go. I absolutely love the look of this dress. It is a knit dress with a border on the bottom. It's too long for me. I am tall, and if people don't know, I'm 5'7", but sometimes something that goes below my knee just does not flatter me at all. And this can't be hemmed. So, ouch, I wore it this year. And a couple people actually said, not your best style. Ouch. Somebody says that to me, it's going. This is one of my favorite dresses as well. It needs a lot of ironing. I have it in white and I have it in navy. And I just love it. Didn't wear it this year, but that's okay. It, again, is a staple. This one as well. I did wear this year. I wore it to a party, and I absolutely love it. It's a little bit heavier weight, but it is white, not winter white, in my opinion. Or the style is not a winter style. So I won't wear this in the winter. I will only wear it in the warmer months. So we're getting down to the point where this bin is just about full. Again, evaluate, look for problems with the clothes, or clothes that are running the risk of being called shabby. Look for things that do not fit you. Look for things that you don't like anymore, or that you're just not going to choose anymore, or there's a problem with it. It takes too much maintenance to take care of it, and you don't like that about things in your wardrobe. Make the decisions. It's not hard to make these decisions. As you can see, I have a pretty decent wardrobe, and I have a lot of clothes. The items that I'm getting rid of today are very few because I wear and use everything. I also make good choices in clothing that's going to be fashionable for a long time. I wear classic most of the time. Some of the stuff is a little on the trendy side, but that's okay. That's how I choose to live. That's how my wardrobe works for me. How does your wardrobe work for you? Or does it work for you when you have a wardrobe? Think about that. Do you have one? If you don't and you want to get one, that's why you should be calling me, Jennifer Ryan, for your solutions on how to restart your life at 657-383-0732. I look at the number every single time to make sure I get it right. Give us a call. Once again, my website is www.createneworder.com. You can email me at solutions@createneworder.com. We're going to see how our video uploads to YouTube, and we're going to do more sessions like this coming up, and we'll also do some teaching sessions. We're going to start doing some classes with real live people as we work through the strategies they're looking for to improve their life. Do that in an hour while I did the show, while I'm showing you this new video, and yes, popped up in the middle. But the weighted one that goes on top of it will keep it down. Everything will smush. Some of the air will push out. And this will go under the bed. It's done. In less than an hour, in talking with you while doing the show, this got done. What you need to do is make an appointment with yourself, whether it's through your favorite program, whether it's, you know, before work one day, whatever works for you to start taking care of your life, make the appointment. It works for clothing this season. It works for learning a sport, learning a language, reading a new book, starting a new routine. It all starts now. Decide to hit the restart button. Decide to eliminate things that you might love, but you just don't appreciate or value in your life anymore. This is what it's all about, is building your lifestyle for the lifestyle you want to have. You can have anything you want. It may just take some time, some planning, some ingenuity, some inspiration, some motivation. And that's, again, what we talk about here on Create New Order, live streaming on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, also my blog, createneworder.wordpress.com. My website is www.createneworder.com. And you can email me at solutions@createneworder.com. I really appreciate you joining. I hope the video was helpful to you and inspiring, because it's time to get motivated and change over your season of clothing. But once you feel the accomplishment of organizing this one thing, move on and do something else. And if you don't like the clothing that you just sorted through and you just looked at, then maybe it's time to start developing a new look for yourself. And I can help you do that as well. Go get a haircut. Go change your life in simple ways, one step at a time, to reach your desired outcome. How do you want to live? Where do you want to live? Who do you want to live with? How do you want to behave as a person? How do you want to feel every day? Feeling good. Feeling good is really worth it. It's worth all this work to feel good. And you deserve to feel good, and you deserve the happiness that you feel you don't have right now. If you're stuck, give me a call live on Sunday night, or contact me at solutions@createneworder.com. Thanks again for joining me. This is October 22nd, 2017, Blog Talk Radio, Lifestyle Solutions, just called Jennifer. Just give me a call. I can help you do what it is you think you cannot do. Thanks for joining us.